We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Joining me right now, a major rock star, Sarah Boyd. She is the founder of Simply. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, second time I get to interview you. I'm super excited.
Me
too.
This
time we're really going to dive into the how-tos of how you've created this mega amazing business. So if you could start out by telling everyone who's not familiar about what Simply is.
Sure. So I started Simply about 5.5 years ago, really to fill the void in the industry. I wanted to create a kind place to connect in the fashion and beauty industry. So I do that through fashion and beauty conferences we hold internationally, monthly workshops and sessions. And we also have an online platform for budding entrepreneurs in the fashion and beauty space. And as of about 3 years ago, we launched our digital arm of our business, where we represent and manage celebrity bloggers and represent them and manage them in the digital space. We do all sorts of campaigns and also campaigns for clients that aren't on our roster. So anything in the digital space and blogging, we're working with.
Very cool. And you've been in this industry for a while, but you were in a different part of the industry in PR. So what were some of the holes, the voids that you were seeing were missing that you really wanted to fill?
Yeah. When I was in the industry, I was really lucky that I had a sister that helped me get my foot in the door. Not so many people have that. And they really are hard workers and they want to work in the industry. They just don't have that connection or that handshake that they need. And really, it just takes one person to trust you and invest in you and or you know whatever you're looking to establish, whether it's become a stylist or become a blogger or work in the fashion and beauty industry. You really just need that connection. And that's what I found myself doing over my 10 years in PR. It's always connecting people. I love doing that. It's my passion. And, you know, one day I thought, why don't I figure out how to do this as my job? So that's when I started thinking about our first conference and how we can really connect people in the fashion and beauty space. It's really a space that a lot of jobs you can't go to school for. You kind of have to learn the ropes along the way, especially styling and blogging. There's no handbook for it.
This is so niche.
Yeah. Like, you can't just sign up like you're going to be a doctor. You know, that's easy. Not really, but
there's a clear path.
Yes, yeah, you can go to school.
And, it's a hard path, but it's clear.
Right. But yeah, a lot of the jobs in fashion and beauty, you really need the connections. And there was no platform for that. So I wanted to create it. And all about kindness too. You know, I've gotten very far in my career by being the nice girl and being kind. And everyone said, oh, you're not going to get far. You have to be mean in PR or in this industry or that industry. And I said, no, I want to do it with kindness. So that's really throughout all of our conferences, it's all about kindness. You can sit with us. We partnered with an anti-bullying foundation as our charity partner. So we really just embrace everyone that comes.
Yeah, you know, I love that. I love women empowering women. There's a big push for it now. How have you seen firsthand that this is really empowering the influencers you work with, the brands you work with? When everyone just comes together, everyone wins, right?
Yeah. An example this morning, one of our clients was booked to host an event for the solar eclipse this morning.
So cool.
And the person that booked her, she was talking about her and then another client that we had. And she's like, I met that client 7 years ago and I remember how nice she was to me. And that's why I booked her for this campaign. I was like, see, it pays to be nice.
Yeah.
Like it gets you so much further. Also, like some of our clients write thank you notes to every gift they receive. And that goes so much further than having an agent that's just like, you know,
bring her back. Yeah, for sure.
And like checking the watch every second, you know, that yes, that helps. But in the long term and people wanting to work with you, you know, continually, be nice.
Yeah. And to your earlier point, it's a relationships business. Mm-hmm. Every business is a relationships business. And you had a sister to help you initially get in the door. But for most people, kindness is going to have to help them get into the door and stay in the room and really, really build their business. So I love that that's a big value that you have. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your conferences and how you specifically decided to use conferences as your first branch of your business.
You know, I'm kind of a fearless person and I don't think about everything it takes. I just jump, especially when I'm really passionate about something. And, you know, that can be a positive and negative sometimes. But with our conferences, I really I love having a lot of people under one roof so I can connect. That's what my passion is. So I wanted to extend that to women. You know, I had so many different requests from women saying, like, can you connect me to this person or that person? I want to learn from this person. And that's when I just jumped and I was like, I'm going to do a conference. And there isn't really, at that point, there wasn't one in the fashion and beauty industry. They were all like tech conferences and not sexy and not fashion-y. You know, they weren't fun and exciting and engaging. With and
beautiful.
These, yeah. And these types of people on panels, you know, we had top celebrity stylists and top bloggers and fashion editors and all of these really amazing people that never really come in front of the camera. At least 5 years ago, they didn't. Now everyone's an influencer. But at that point, you know, it was really this revealing this, you know, velvet rope that people could never really get on the other side of to learn what these people are doing and how they're getting ahead in the industry. So that was kind of my test. And I was like, let me just try. And we had 750 people at our first conference.
Amazing.
In LA. So I was like, okay, I think people want this.
I think that there's something here. And just took off from there.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the various roles within this industry. There's the influencer, the brand, the PR person, manager. I'm sure more roles that are not even coming to mind. So if you could kind of break it down how this industry works.
Yeah, there's a lot of roles. Like, I didn't even know PR was a role in high school until I went to college. I was like, that is the coolest job.
Yeah.
But they get no credit. The poor PR people, they're doing
all
the work.
Right?
So that's what I did for 10 years. And finally, I was like, I can't do this anymore. My time has come. And so, yeah, PR is a very vital role in the fashion and beauty industry. They're the ones making all the connections. They're, you know, moving and shaking, getting, of course, all the press placements. Now they're working a lot with influencers as the industry's really changed. So they're the ones kind of behind the scenes doing all the unpaid advertising, digital media, and press relations.
So kind of the middle person.
Yeah, I would say the middle person. That's who you kind of hit before you get to the designer or you get to, you know, the talent, any of those sort of people. They're the buffer in the PR scenario. A manager is more with the celebrity or the big influencer bloggers. So they all have managers. So that's the person kind of doing their deals, the pay, you know, that's the person telling you how much you have to pay them.
Yeah.
You know, doing all those negotiations and really being their day-to-day strategizer of where they need to take their business and long-term goals, you know, for them as a blogger or influencer and celebrity. So that's what we do with a lot of our talent with Simply Digital. We help them kind of get their roadmap as a celebrity blogger, not them as an actress or any of that world. That's
right.
Not our world. But yeah, as a blogger, we really help set them up for success.
Yeah. So at your events, you really connect everyone together so that they can easily meet each other and move. Ultimately, is it the influence? Would you say it's for the influencer ultimately to move their career forward?
I would say it's for, budding entrepreneurs. So people looking to work in the fashion and beauty industry or people that are already in it looking to make connections. And there's everyone from designers, stylists, bloggers, editors, makeup artists, all types of people in the industry that come and just really make all of these great connections and learn from all of our panels and breakout sessions. So it's really a full day where they can come and learn the A to Z of, you know, this day and age of the fashion and beauty industry. And it's fun while you're at it. You get your hair done, you get massages, you get tons of amazing gifts and goodie bags and stuff like that too. So it's a fun day.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the various branches of your business. Sit tight. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to DJ Khaled and talk about the keys to success, not just for Snapchat, but for social media. DJ Khaled gets over 3 million views per snap, which is amazing. More than most brands get at all in a matter of a month on any social media network. And the way that DJ Khaled has done this is by being human. People relate to other people. People don't relate to a logo. They don't relate to a pair of sneakers. They relate to other people they see wearing those sneakers or enjoying an experience. So when they see DJ Khaled, who's out in Miami on a pair of jet skis, people say, wow, like this guy's a normal person. And I think more brands need to be more like DJ Khaled than they need to be an actual brand.
And so when you're saying human, you're defining that as just kind of going about their day-to-day life?
It's essentially product storytelling. It's telling a story about your company, products, or services and using people to tell a narrative. And the person doesn't need to be Kim Kardashian or DJ Khaled. The person doesn't need to be this big, well-known thought leader, influencer. The person can be your consumer. The greatest competitive advantage that social media gives any business, from my perspective, is the ability to listen. Most brands are focusing on pushing out content. They're not doing a good enough job of listening to what people are saying about them.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
President Trump's new tax law cut your taxes by $5 trillion. Now you can reduce your taxes to zero. The best-selling guide, The Trump Tax Cut by Eva Rosenberg, shows you how, with tax deductions, loopholes, and money-saving secrets. One loophole gives a 20% cut in your tax rate. Newsmax says get The Trump Tax Cut. In bookstores or see the free offer and save almost $25. Go online now to TrumpTaxCut.com. That's TrumpTaxCut.com or call 800-NEWSMAX.
Freedom doesn't start.
We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome back to Business Rockstars, where I am continuing my conversation with the founder of Simply. And really exciting news for Simply, you were recently acquired by Nylon. So how did that come about and how has it changed Simply for the better?
Yeah, it was incredible. And it's been a few months now. We're really getting adjusted and learning, you know, the ins and outs. It was about a year-long process. I had a baby about a year and a half ago, and two-hour walks, strolling the baby along. I was like having so many different, you know, thoughts going through my head and really clearing my mind, which I never really got to do, jumping off the hamster wheel after 5 years having a business. It really helped me have a vision of where I wanted the business to go. And I knew that I needed a larger company behind me to support. I really grew Simply as large as I could by myself with my small team of four people. And I knew that I needed a massive infrastructure to really take us to the next level. So I reached out to five companies that I really loved that I thought could be a good partnership for us. And all of them wrote back. We had calls with everyone and ended up getting two offers out of the five, which was incredible. So yeah. Any budding entrepreneur, it seems so big and so overwhelming, but honestly, just take it one step at a time and reach out and see if there's interest. I mean, for me, I didn't think anyone would respond. I got five emails back, two offers. A year and a half later, the acquisition went through and it's been the best decision I think I've ever made in my business. And now I have a team of 65 in New York. I'm now the president of West Coast operations for Nylon as a whole. So I'm overseeing the West Coast division here. And we have a sister company called Socialite, which is all digital influencer casting. So they represent traditional bloggers. We represent celebrity bloggers. And then Nylon, of course, is the whole media arm, magazine. They do tons of great digital content and video. So now we're the full 360 package, which is amazing. And we can all kind of help each other grow, which is great.
Yeah, that is so cool. It goes to show you never know until you ask, because you even said that you didn't think you would get that positive response, but you were like, I'm just going to go for it anyways. And look at you now.
And then they respond and they say, you know, great. Yeah, send me your valuation and all this. And I'm like, hold on.
All right. So, 1 second. Yeah, I'm on it.
So then I had to go, you know, you hire the experts that do a great job in their field. I don't know how to put together all of that information. So I hired a financial expert that helped me put all of those packages together. I hired a great lawyer. So, you know, I had my little team and we, after a year, we finally closed. So yeah. I feel like I got my master's degree in selling a business.
In a real short period of time. Yeah,
there's a lot to learn, but it was a great experience and I couldn't be happier. They're an amazing team. They give me a lot of creative freedom and direction and really just a great platform for growth.
So cool. So how has your job description changed? Because it sounds like it has quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now I have such a great team behind me as opposed to me kind of doing everything with my team of four. So now I have a sales team in New York. I have, you know, all different sorts of people that are brilliant and smart. And, you know, UTA is our strategic partner. So we have access to them and just all of these amazing resources that I can tap into. So it alleviates a lot of the pressure on me, you know, as a small business owner. When it's just you, you don't have someone to talk to, like a mentor or someone that has been there before that you can really ask these questions to. Now I have that, which is phenomenal. I have weekly calls with them every week and just brilliant. So that's great. And then now I'm also overseeing the West Coast team, as I mentioned. So, you know, just kind of unifying everyone. We're three companies under Nylon. So yeah, it's kind of bringing everyone together. Giving that like kindness, the company ethos, mm-hmm. and connecting everyone, and how can we all work together as opposed to being three separate companies? So really, making the team work together, and you know, bringing everyone together for weekly lunches or happy hours, and you know, doing what I do
is
connecting everyone,
very cool.
And then yeah, helping with strategy across the board, and bringing my expertise to all, you know, the other ends of the business.
So when you decided that you did want to expand, were you very clear on that you wanted to get acquired by a larger company, or had you considered raising funding? How did you decide how you were exactly going to expand?
Yeah, I did think about investment, but for me, I could get a lot of investment and that could go right out the door for one conference. And then where am I? Now I gave away half of my company and I still don't have the support and all of this, you know, this that I was looking for. So really what I wanted was the strategic support and the team behind me and the sales team and all of these people that instantly come with, you know, Nylon or all of the other companies that I was thinking about. And for me to easily plug into what they have as like kind of the missing puzzle piece. Cause we have the, obviously the event and activations and all of that, that they can also sell into their platform. So, for me, it was the right decision for everyone. I mean, it's different for every business right. owner, but that was what I was looking for at the time.
Yeah, you fit so perfectly yeah. into Nylon and their ethos and their mm-hmm. business model and all of that. I think you're a really good example of knowing who your audience is mm-hmm. and really catering to them and understanding how do you add value to them on that day and what's the experience and the feeling that you're providing on that day too. Can you speak to that a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, that is everything from the minute they walk into your event, the first person they see, what they receive in their hands. Is it a beautiful notebook with a pen, you know, designed by, you know, a fashion designer? Is it what music is playing when they walk in? Is it hot? Is it cold? What, you know, what food do you have? You know, all of those details really speak to, you know, the full day experience to the end when they're leaving with a gift bag that is like breaking their arm. And then in between, we have all of our panels. So we're very specific in who we have speaking and what they're speaking about. And we provide them all of their talking points so we can really curate the conversation. We do surveys after every conference to get feedback on what people liked and what they didn't like so we can cater to them and make each one better and better after, you know, all of these years. We've done probably 12 or 15 conferences now. So I hope that each one gets better and better.
Yeah. And I would imagine if your guests stay happy, if they keep showing up, then getting sponsors for your events is a lot easier because yeah. if the guests are there, they want to be there, right?
Yeah, definitely. Sponsors, it's a tricky, that's probably our biggest
obstacle.
Yeah. Because, you know, brands, it's budgets are tight. The industry is really changing. Everything's going digital. But I really think that in-person events and having that handshake and having that touch point and an in-person connection will never go away.
And lastly, for our entrepreneurs watching and listening, every single person in this space needs a personal brand. So whether you actually want to be an influencer or just want to be a leader in your field, understanding your personal brand online and really expanding your social media presence is so crucial. So since you work with so many influencers, what is your number one piece of advice to them?
I always tell people, because it's so hard deciding on who you are as a brand, it's such a big decision, right? I always say, think of three words that describe you and put them up on your wall and look at them every day. And always think, if you're doing an Instagram post, if you're doing an interview, if you're on Facebook, what are those three words that you always go back to that really resonate who you are as a brand or who your business is? Like, if that Instagram post does not embody those, any of those three words, don't post it.
I love that. Such great advice. Well, thank you so much. Everything you've created is just so amazing. I'm so impressed. And it's been so fun to learn more about your journey. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Going on a spring break vacation? If you're planning on sand, surf, and fun in the sun, don't chance it and take your smartphone into the water or to the beach. Instead, check out JVC's quadproof Evryo cameras. So what is quadproof exactly? We asked Francisco Lacey from JVC.
What we have with our consumer cameras that we've developed over the last few years is a quadproof camera, which is very unique to the marketplace. It keeps the traditional form of a camcorder in your hand. The feel of it is much better, but the quadproof nature of it makes it waterproof, dustproof, shockproof, and freezeproof. The biggest one, which is heavy, it requires a float strap, but the rest of them are actually floatable. So you can jump into the swimming pool, jump into the ocean, waterproof up to 5 meters of depth,
which makes them perfect for taking in the water. More on JVC's HD Evryo cameras is at jvc.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Jessica Ullman, the founder of the Vero Law Group. What do you guys do? Give us a quick recap.
We help entrepreneurs and CEOs build successful businesses. And I would say we have a holistic practice of law.
We were just talking before they were like, get the cameras rolling. We were just talking about how you have done an incredible job of shifting the perspective of how your team and yourself looks at the people that you work with, not just as customers and prospects, and sort of not even just as a client, but more of as a partner. Explain that for me, because that's a unique perspective that I really like.
So my vision in creating the law firm was to create a place where we would be like partners to our clients. Mm-hmm. It started off with, do you know many happy lawyers? I don't know a lot of them. So I'm one of the few attorneys that I know that I love my life, I love my job, and I'm really enthusiastic about
it. Probably because you own your own business.
I own my own business, but even I know a lot of lawyers who are still unhappy that have their own business. Yeah. So
probably
how could
I... Their business.
That's true. That probably has to do with them inside. So how could I create a firm, though, where clients like to interact with us? Mm. And what I found was that we needed to create a situation where they felt like we were contributing to their business, not just, you know, them bring a legal project in, us do the work, give it back, turn to the next thing.
Because most people think of, and maybe this is my own opinion, so I don't want to throw everybody in there. At least my own opinion when I think of law is scary, boring, dangerous, risky, expensive.
Yes.
Not fun.
Exactly.
But you guys are finding a way to flip that around the opposite way.
To flip that around. So the basic of the firm is two things, and this also ties into the culture of our company. The first is we try to do, for, especially for small and mid-sized businesses, flat fee legal work. And everybody pays a small monthly retainer where they can call us as much as they want in email, and they don't have to worry about, you know, getting a $400 bill in the mail for a short phone call.
So kind of like a LegalZoom kind of model?
Well, actually, we're the opposite of LegalZoom. Okay. So everything...
We had the founder of LegalZoom come on here, actually.
Okay, that's great. And no, it's an awesome business for certain types of companies, but we fully customize everything we do, including the advice that we give to our clients is completely customized to their business. Mm-hmm. That's what I found, you know, with information online, is people could research all day and find out what laws might apply to their business, but they still have questions about how does this affect me specifically?
People need context.
Yes.
And people need permission a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Reading online, especially if you have very little education on that topic,
yeah,
it's scary. You don't want to make a decision that maybe won't affect you today, but could down the road and be very expensive. That's what most lawyers say, right? It's better to pay now a few thousand bucks or a couple hundred bucks than to pay tens of thousands or potentially hundreds of thousands or millions or who knows.
Yes.
So I love that. That's what you guys do.
Yeah. So the other piece is that we offer a promise to all of our clients and it is written in our engagement letter, and it's simply, we add more value to your business than you pay us. And if you don't think that's true for any reason, we would refund the cost of your legal services.
I love that because I just wanted to ask, what is something that you guys do to position yourself as a preeminent company, a preeminent option over all the competitors that are out there? I mean, you're in LA, you're in a place where there's over 10 million people. There's probably thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands of attorneys.
Sure.
So options that other people could choose. And I think that the fact that you mitigate the risk for your clients is amazing. How can you guys do that? Because I feel like a lot of companies are afraid to stand by the level of confidence that you provide, which is if you're not absolutely certain that you made an intelligent, a strategic investment for your business, and you feel like we're going to cost you more than we're going to save you or make you, we'll give you a refund. Most people don't do that. Why do you guys?
Yeah. So I would say that I want to take responsibility for actually delivering that value. And then more importantly, communicating to the client the ways that we did. And all of this is going towards building the partnership and relationship. And actually, this point is how over time we came to develop my second company, which I started this year, doing the mentoring and consulting with clients, was because I realized I'm always searching for ways to add the value because, of course, I'm not in the business of giving away legal services for free.
Yeah.
So what are other ways that I could add value? Well, I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs at this point, in addition to having built up a successful business myself. So I started doing business consulting with clients and also doing mentoring, which the consulting is, in my mind, how do you become a business person, which of course is a really important skill to develop? And also, how do you have to change your thinking to become more successful? So I started working with clients in those areas. And that's when I realized that I have the opportunity to help on a much broader scale than just the legal piece, which of course is really important, but it's not everything. And that is why I developed the new business this year and created a product called Course Corrected, which is going to launch next year. And that's helping entrepreneurs on all three of those levels. So mindset, business strategy, and legal to build their companies.
Something that I really love and value about you is, like so many successful people that walk through these doors, you invest in yourself. And that's with coaches, consultants, advisors, mentors, seminars, events, retreats, masterminds. There's so many options out there to invest in yourself. And I love the fact that that's something that you do, because I feel like for the average person, the aspiring entrepreneur, or maybe even the beginning stage entrepreneur, sometimes even the veterans, they don't understand or aren't yet doing what it takes to be successful. They're not investing in themselves.
Yes.
So what do you tell? What do you say to somebody who's out there and goes, I don't have the time, the energy, or the money, or I just can't find the right person? What do you say to them?
So I would say, and my mindset around it is, there's nothing more important to invest in than my personal growth. And that's what we were talking about earlier. You know, it's impossible to change and stay the same. So if you want to change your situation, if you want more success in business, if you want, you know, more money, if you want to be more satisfied with the company you've built, how do you change that when you're staying exactly the same? And that's how I've changed my place and my business and grown a new company at the same time.
Yeah. Well, if you want to have more, you have to be more.
Yes.
Common theme we talked about earlier. And not only have the two of us, but so many other successful people attribute their success to their coaches and their mentors. Founder of the Vero Law Group, Jessica Ullman's joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. What do you feel like is one of the most expensive mistakes you've made in business so far? Because I feel like we learn most from our mistakes and our failures. What's one of your biggest ones?
One of my most expensive mistakes.
It could just be something that held you back for years. Like,
you know, so in the beginning, when I was trying to figure out how to work out this business thing, I invested with two different mentors and a coach that really were not a good fit with me at all. And one spent $10,000 and one I think was $6,000 maybe, just trying to find the right person to click with me and help me get my business to the next level. So I would say the reason that was a mistake, of course, I learned from it, and that's always really valuable, but I didn't do enough looking into what results do they have with their clients and what kind of clients do they specialize in working with. And it turns out they weren't a good fit for me.
But I want to bring up something very important about what you just said is, and what I guess is the truth here, is that even with those mistakes, that didn't stop you from continuing to invest in yourself.
No. So here's something that I always say, there are a series and a group of tools that I can use to teach someone to have success in their business. Those tools are only valuable. And the only reason to really use the tools is for taking action. Because even if you take the wrong action, even if you're going the wrong way, as long as you keep moving forward and keep taking action, you eventually will get to where you want to go. But it's when people are paralyzed and don't do anything, that's the only real problem in business. And if I could tell you, the only regret that I actually have in the 5.5 years I've been in business, literally the only regret I could think of is that I haven't made decisions more quickly, haven't taken action more quickly. Because when
Fail
I look
quickly.
Back, yes, exactly. When I look back, I can see that that really is the only thing that's holding me up over time.
I love so much that you said, you know, people that usually are not as successful as they want, they're not where they want to be in life and in business, is because they've been paralyzed and crippled and therefore haven't taken the necessary action. Reminds me of one of my favorite quotes from my friend, Joe Polish. And he says, successful people are moving scared. Unsuccessful people are frozen stiff. And it reminds me just of that.
I love that.
I feel like for the, you know, person who's out there and they're afraid, they're uncertain, and they're really fearful of what will happen if I cut the cord from my job and go all in on this business. And the uncertainty and the fear, I feel like, is what holds people back. And that's why I love that quote, because it's okay to be fearful. Successful people are afraid. They have the same fears, struggles, and frustrations. They're humans, but they're moving in the direction they want regardless. And so I love so much that you brought that up, because it's such a powerful thing. What do you feel like are three traits that every successful entrepreneur either must adopt or take action on when they're getting started?
Okay. So my version of success is having a business that you love to wake up to and work on and in every day, and also having the profitability that you need to support the lifestyle that you want. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first trait I would say is investing in yourself, which we've already touched on. So important. Change where you are. And that could be in so many different ways. You know, it could be a mentor, the mastermind, reading, investing in yourself with your time. You know, I try to wake up every day around 4 o'clock, and I have about
4 a.m.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time of the day with nothing else going on but me. And I have about an hour of a variety of things that I do to start my day off in the way that I want to and to set my day up for success. So I invest that time in myself almost every day.
Before the day starts.
Almost every day.
Okay, so waking up early and having that time to yourself to better who you are, even if it's just to take time to think. I think it's Warren Buffett spends like a few hours a day just to think. Sounds so silly, because people are like, well, I work 18 hours today, I was so productive. Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, takes hours throughout his day to do nothing but sit and think.
You know, I was just having a conversation with someone about hitting a wall of productivity. And she's really frustrated in her business and saying, you know, I'm working so hard. I've been working harder than ever trying to get everything done. And I can't figure out why my business isn't growing. And the truth is that the hard work, while it can be really important at certain times in building our companies and the lives that we want, ultimately, it's not the hard work that's the game changer.
What is it?
It's the way that you think about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so I could see why Warren Buffett's spending a couple hours a day because he's analyzing the way he thinks, what he's done, how to change that going forward. And that's what makes a measurable change in your result. Because I mean, honestly, at some point we all hit a wall of productivity.
Yeah. And it reminds me of the statistic that we've probably all heard, 80-20, 80% of your success is based on your psychology. 20% is the strategies and the tactics or the mechanics. Jessica, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free, no credit card needed. Visit creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
President Trump's new tax law cut your taxes by $5 trillion. Now you can reduce your taxes to zero. The best-selling guide, The Trump Tax Cut by Eva Rosenberg, shows you how, with tax deductions, loopholes, and money-saving secrets. One loophole gives a 20% cut in your tax rate. Newsmax says get The Trump Tax Cut in bookstores or see the free offer and save almost $25. Go online now to TrumpTaxCut.com. That's TrumpTaxCut.com or call 800-NEWSMAX.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Actually, this is CEO Roundtable. We've got two CEOs here, Lisa Federman, my old friend from Namaku. I love saying that, Namaku.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And what do you say when I say Namaku?
Pat O'Brien.
There you go. See, we got our deal. And my old friend Shannon Ridley. How are you, man?
Yes, sir. I'm great. How are you?
From the CEO of Wizpack and the Ridley Company, and we've got 100 friends in common. Let's talk about the culture that you create in your company. What are the people like, and what's the culture you try to create?
Everybody that I hire at my company, I make sure that I can stand them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that I want to hang out with them after work.
And pick up the bill?
Yes, well, we all split the bill.
Okay, all right.
I want us to feel like a family and open.
Okay, how about you, Shannon?
Oh, everybody at my team, on my team is very energetic, lively, creative. It's like high school, ninth grade with your favorite teacher in every class.
I love it. My favorite line is high school with money.
That's what it is, man. It's high school all day.
I like that. When you're hiring new people, Shannon, what sort of traits do you look for?
Oh man, I'm a very meticulous guy, so they have to be neat. They have to be able to articulate themselves. And they have to be able to help me grow the brand in what area I need to grow them in. Yeah. So I really watch them for a while. I vet them and see if they could help me, and then I hire them.
I'm pretty sure it's the same with you, Lisa, but how do you know? I mean, is there some instinctual thing you have?
Yeah, there's one thing that I see is that I'm interested in interesting people, which means that they're interested in something else. You have to have some kind of thing that you're very, very passionate about, whether it's a hobby or your religion or something. You have to be all in on that one thing. And then I identify with you. I'm right. Like, oh yeah, I'm like that.
And passion is the key word, right, Shannon?
Yes.
How do you stay passionate? I know you're a passionate guy.
Yes.
But how do you keep everybody as passionate as you? Is that possible?
Oh, it's possible.
Or to come in with, you know, let's get this done. I love this and all that kind of.
Yes, I think your energy transfers to them. If they are excited about your brand and product and they see you're excited about it, it's just infectious. It's infectious every time. I mean, for me, they look and watch me and I dictate the pace and the energy of the company.
What's the most important to you? Vision, core values, or mission?
Hmm.
Or all three at the Ridley Company?
Oh, man. I would say vision. And then I'd go to the core value.
Right. Yeah. Vision, why?
Because without
the
vision.
Be ahead of everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, without the vision, man, it's nowhere to go. I mean, you have to have a vision. You have to know where you're going. And then all the other things can kind of organically just support it.
Do you agree, Lisa?
I see where he's coming from. For me, it's always...
In other words, you don't agree, but go ahead.
Yes. For me, it's mission.
Right.
We're very mission-driven. And then we'll do whatever it takes. Our vision can change. It's all about reaching that planet, Mars.
How do you keep people motivated all the time?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the passion. You have to have people who are passionate about your product and what you're presenting to the people. And I think that passion is what keeps them.
Yeah. You agree?
I agree. And you got to be strong for everybody else. You know, when things are not going your way, you got to figure it out and then show people the future of what it could be. And then we can leave anything in the past.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be basically the same thing. You're setting an example, right?
Yes.
For your employees.
Yes.
You have to do that. How do you stay focused as a CEO, especially in your business? Because you're hanging out with.
Well, it's tough, man, because I'm also a single dad of twin 17-year-olds now. And, you know, being Mr. Mom and staying focused in the company is really tough. But I've managed to do it because you got to feed them. Yeah. So that keeps my focus.
You know how much money it costs to raise teenagers? All of it.
All of it. All of it.
Just so you know. And that's a good point, though. Balance. How do you keep balance in your company?
I don't.
In your life, rather. You don't.
Yeah, I just give in to the chaos. And I roll with the punches because if I just impose any kind of strict guidelines, I'm always going to break it because your life changes every day as an entrepreneur. I just embrace the chaos.
It's by minute by minute. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstar CEO Roundtable. Shannon Ridley is here and Lisa Fetterman is here from Namaku and the Ridley Company. Do you guys, you know, you're young. Do you envision yourselves as a CEO? Do you believe that you're actually a CEO?
I'll let you go first.
Okay. I always saw myself as a leader. Mm-hmm. And whatever title you want to give me, I'll take it.
That's right. You're one of those.
Yeah.
It still hasn't sunk in for me.
Right.
You know, I'm still a kid in my mind who was sitting behind a mixing board being a recording engineer. So how I got here and being a CEO is still... every day, it's a pinch for me.
What would you share, Shannon, with people who want to get into business? I mean, funding is obviously the main thing, but what would you share with them?
I'd go back to vision. I mean, start with the vision. Know what it is that you want to do. And if you have the time, research it and be able to compete or beat anybody out there in that field.
Did that come through your background, through the people you've hung out with?
I learned with Diddy over... 14, 15 years of being with him. He's one of the greatest marketers in the world and people who don't really understand one of the greatest creators in the world when it came to music and brands. And I was lucky to be able to learn firsthand from him.
There's only one number for Diddy, number one.
That's it.
There's no number two.
That's it.
How about you? What would you suggest?
It may seem counterintuitive to a lot of entrepreneurs, but I would say tell everybody your idea. If you're just starting out, tell everyone, form your community now, ask them for feedback. Like, hey, I want to make a cooking machine that does XYZ. You'll be shocked at how many people have the same idea as you and want to help you. And then you grow your community and those are your first customers.
And can refine your product even, right?
Exactly.
I mean, I like that. What's the kind of a dialogue you have with your customers?
Well, right now I'm so new, I haven't even had a chance to establish dialogue, but my first customer was the Beverly Hills Hotel. That was my first purchase order.
Start at the top.
So, you know, to answer your question, I think if you got a great product, it speaks for itself.
What's the, let's say the one mistake that you see people making, other leaders, that you don't want to make? What's the one mistake they make more than others?
A mistake that I see leaders make is that they get over emotional and fly off the handle. And I never want to do that. I want to be so even keeled and I strive for that.
And you?
I think knowing too much, knowing everything about everything.
Well, you can't, right?
It's impossible. And I've seen it so many times and that's something I've learned not to do.
And the worst part is pretending to know everything.
Absolutely.
I've run into a few of those.
Absolutely.
Lisa, thank you.
Thank
Shannon,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
We'll see you later.
Yes, sir.
I'm Pat O'Brien. You've been watching Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstar CEO Roundtable. See you next time.